Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Laura Stiles here. Check out season 2 of Summer Jam Through the Years, available on all podcast platforms. Get the behind-the-scenes stories from hip-hop's biggest concert. Listen to hip-hop history on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Represent the hood.
Summer Jam, it's such a moment, it's such a big stage. Summer Jam is just one of those staples in hip-hop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam.
To be somebody, you gotta be on the Hot 97 Summer Jam stage.
Hot 97 Summer Jam, one of the most overwhelming experiences of my life.
Summer Jam means so much to me. Always going to see all our favorite artists.
Everybody on that big Summer Jam stage.
You never know what you might see at Summer Jam.
Yo, see bro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Roseburger. What's happening? What's Kanye? What is Kanye wearing out here? Why is he wearing football pads with a fanny pack and ballet leggings with socks?
I don't know, Ebro. That's his new look.
And it says police on it? Police?
In German? Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Police in German?
Yeah, I believe so. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yo, people are weird, man. That's all it is. I don't get it. No, I'll just move right past that.
Yeah.
Last night, Summer Jam went down. UBS Arena. Big up to UBS Arena for letting us have our affair there. Shout out to everybody that packed the place. We're going to get into the performances and the special guests. Since I'm not in charge, do we get audio anymore of the actual performances?
I'm not sure if we can. If we, I have to ask DJ Live One. You know, he's the expert with the lives. So let's see if we can get some of it. But last night was a lot of fun, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I loved Lola Brooke, Coi Leray. The girls did their thing. Cardi, the Lotto pop up. I mean, we'll talk about it later on, but it was a lot of fun.
No, it was good. It was a good time. Saw Teyana Taylor backstage. You know, Teyana Taylor's out here doing great work for people, man.
Yo,
Teyana Taylor done been the creative director for Summer Walker. That was a fire show down in Atlanta. She was creative director for Lola Brooke. She got them fire kicks out. She got a movie out. Yo, Teyana Taylor doing it.
She's killing it, for sure, for sure. And her movie, the name is escaping me right now, but it is so good. I had tears.
You went and saw that joint?
Yeah, she had like a private little thing, and a bunch of people in media went. It's called 1001. That's the name of the movie, 1001.
And it's beautiful. And then you got basketball. Yo, listen, we're going to get to Summer Jam, but we got a series, man. The Miami Heat stole one in Denver. Yo, basketball's been phenomenal. The whole thing has been phenomenal. So Jimmy Butler, and Miami go into Denver, win 1 of 2. Now they go back to Miami. And then this is going 7. This is going 7. A lot of people thought Miami was going to get swept. They came back from a 15-point lead last night on the road in Denver and won. They didn't have a lead in the game, I don't think, until like the fourth period. And wow, won the damn game last night. Miami put on a nice little...
That's a show.
They swipe. That was a swiper move right there. They stole something. They stole one last night. Listen, it's time to get into the game that lives up to its name on a sunny Monday. Hopefully, that weather, what was that, Saturday night, Shiny Culture?
Yeah, Saturday was,
Woo, that weather pulled up.
Wait, in a nice way, or what you
doing? No, Friday night, was it Friday and a Saturday? Yeah, Friday and a Saturday, where it was hailing in some places.
Oh, yeah. Because one of them nights was super cold. I think it was Saturday. I was like, what is going on?
Well, Sunday wasn't like, Sunday was okay yesterday. It was kind of chilly yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Today's going to be about the same as yesterday, high 76. It starts to warm up, though. Looks like the week is lovely all the way through Sunday. Nice. I don't see a forecasted rain at all.
Nice.
Now, they're talking rain for next week, but right now, let's just live it up. On the line, it is shenanigan time.
Zine, we have Amber.
Amber.
Hi, hi, how you doing?
Wagwan. Wagwan. And we also have Luke ready to play.
What's up, guys? Good morning. How you doing?
Hi, Luke.
Luke.
What's up, Luke? Good morning.
Luke. Hey, Luke, man, where you calling us from, bro?
I'm up in the Bronx right now, but I live from Long Island.
Okay, moving around. We was in Long Island last night. I think the Nassau County Police had a good time. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, they seemed cool.
I couldn't tell. It seemed mellow, though.
Yeah, I didn't see any drama.
You know what I mean? And then I got out of there after Cardi B was done, and I still didn't see any drama.
Fire.
So, fire. Going in was smooth, going out was smooth, UBS Arena. Yo, you know Rakim the God was in there last
Come
night.
Come on, family.
Yeah,
I
man.
Ain't no joke.
The Locks brought out Rakim. That joint rang off.
That was amazing. God looking good, bro.
Yeah, it was good to see him, man. We got to chop it up a little bit. I thanked him. He was he showed love to the show, man. He was like, "Yo, I need to come back up to y'all's show, man. I like y'all's show."
Yeah.
I was like, "Word." That's all I need. Listen, I can retire. I did my job.
Come on, bro.
It's all good. I don't care what nobody say. The Barbs could be mad that we had Cardi and Lotto at a sold out show. They beating me up on the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? They could all be mad. Everybody mad about something. But the Rakim, the God, the R, said he likes our program.
Tough enough to break New York from Strong Island.
Now, Amber, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Staffs?
All right, Laura, you let me down the last time I called, but I got faith in you today, though.
Oh, my God, that's a lot of pressure. Okay,
oh,
okay.
Man.
Now,
oh, man.
I still got faith in you. You got this.
Okay. I'm going to try.
Laura, what are we playing for, fam?
We have boxing tickets this morning. We have tickets to Top Rank Boxing as it returns to Madison Square Garden on Saturday, June 10th. Josh Taylor versus Teofimo Lopez.
Teofimo. I think that's Brooklyn. That's Brooklyn.
And then also Xander Zayas versus Ronald Cruz. So tickets are on Ticketmaster, but we got you right now.
Okay, now 6 seconds on the clock. Shani with the question.
That's
okay.
Right.
Let's play Laura. Never.
All right, here we go. Whose style is being compared to Drake? Ebro. Oh.
Whose style is being compared to Drake?
Two.
I'm going to go with Jack Harlow.
Incorrect. Oh. Whose style is being compared to Drake in his newest song with Baby Keem?
Oh.
Whose style? Kendrick?
Two. Kendrick is correct.
It's on the sticky beat, so it's
true.
That's weird.
Which president sent Lewis and Clark to explore? Ebro.
That would be Theodore Roosevelt.
Incorrect. Oh. Which president sent Lewis and Clark to explore the continent west of the Mississippi River? Three.
Jefferson?
Jefferson is correct.
Oh, wow.
It was announced that Kim Cattrall.
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro. She's returning to the Sex and the City sequel joint.
Sex and the City is correct. What kind of lettuce is generally used in the Caesar?
Ebro.
Laura.
That would be romaine lettuce.
And that's Caesar salad, correct. Which rapper will finally be getting?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Oh.
Which rapper will finally be getting something?
Three. Two. One.
Ludacris, Walk of Fame.
Close. Which rapper will finally be getting his posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Oh, that would be Tupac.
That is correct.
Oh, Tupac.
Laura wins.
Oh my God! There you go, Mama. There you go.
I told you you had it. I told you you got it.
You got the tickets. You're gonna have a great night of boxing. Shout to Top Rack Boxing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Top Rack. Yo, Rosenberg. Teofimo's from Brooklyn.
Correct.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
Teofimo Lopez. Big fight. Big fight. Good guy here. Good guy. Hang on, Amber. Sorry, Luke. Stay safe on those roads, doing your deliveries and everything you're doing today, Brody Bro. Shout to Long Island for the love last night. Shout to Queens, Brooklyn. Everybody was in there deep. Jersey even made it across to the Summer Jam. Laura, you working on that for the Flashing Lights?
Of course. Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, we got a whole Summer Jam recap for you. All the big surprises and more coming up next.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Yo, this is crazy on what I'm watching here. Listen to this. Los Angeles at the West Hollywood Pride event, the cops had a booth. They were laughing at volunteers and patrons at other booths. When asked to not heckle people and be positive, the sheriffs returned and started arresting people.
What?
So what's the part that's surprising?
I mean, it was a parade. They weren't even, it was a parade. It wasn't even a protest.
Right.
You said when they were asked to do what?
Stop heckling people. The sheriffs of L.A. were heckling individuals working at other booths during the West Hollywood Pride gathering parade.
And they was like, oh, yeah, and started arresting people.
Yep.
Wow.
That's some real fascist-ish right there.
Yeah.
Guess I'm just not surprised.
I'm looking at the video. Literally nothing was happening.
I mean, well,
they started arresting people.
I experienced, not that I didn't see anyone get arrested, but I certainly experienced that same energy with Summer Jam yesterday.
What happened?
Just everything was cool. I mean, listen, there was a moment where things got a little hectic by the stage. It was a little crowded. But then from that point on, the level of police presence and how many people they had and what energy they brought, you're just like, this isn't helpful.
Yeah, oh no. Once the police come inside a venue, that's happened like several other times at Summer Jam though. Yeah. I remember one time they brought in like 20 dogs or something. When we were out at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, yesterday they got to a point where they wouldn't let anyone by the stage. Like I had to give up. I was like, oh, I'm not gonna be able to go back out there and see Cardi. And they're like, no one can come in. Literally no one can come in. And then maybe legitimately 30 police officers came and walked in. I was like, oh, okay.
They had to get control. I don't know what was happening, what you guys were doing down there by the stage, man, but they had to get control of it. What were you and Laura Stiles doing?
I don't want to say what actually is what happened, but it was not me and Laura Stiles. But it turned out fine.
What were the Hot 97 DJs doing?
Bringing out people on stage to perform.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I think that's where we ended up in the situation. But they were going to find a reason anyway, I believe.
You think so, huh?
A lot of horse dung outside that place last night.
Yo, listen, bro, when I was leaving there, I saw a pile of horse doo-doo. No lie, it was the size of a small pond. They need to go get that horse checked out. That was not normal horse doo-doo. That was straight liquid. Bro had diarrhea, and it was a mess.
That's messed up.
It was a mess up there. Let's go. Flashing Lights. More Summer Jam talk. Let's get it.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the Flashing Lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
All right. Summer Jam 2023 went down at the UBS Arena. Yes, Lola Brooke shined, and it was really nice to see. Teyana Taylor has been helping her with choreography and direction, and to see her elevate her performance and to see Teyana in the crowd kind of coaching her, it was so dope, and she did amazing. Coi Leray was great.
Yo, Coi Leray really rocked up there. Lola Brooke too.
Yeah.
They taking this hip-hop performance thing serious, bro.
It was dope. It was dope. Fabio, Ice Spice brought out Flo Milli and a few others. French Montana, a veteran of Summer Jam. Let me see. Who else did we have? Little TJ. And the Lox, man. The Lox made us so proud. It was so fire to see them.
Bro.
Go through the hits.
Come on, man. Rakim on Long Island. That was fun. Yeah.
Bringing out the God. It was awesome. It was so fun to watch. And he looks great.
Oh, of course.
That's the God.
And they ended their show with the Jeffersons, which was fire.
The Jefferson closing hymn.
Yeah. Ebro, you ain't see that?
Yes, I did.
Amazing.
Yes. And, of course, Cardi B looked incredible. She brought out Latto. And I saw 21 Savage hit the stage. So it was a lot of fun, man. We had a good time.
Yeah, man. It was a good times. Good times. It was good to see everyone. It was also great because I was just walking around drinking beer and smoking weed. I didn't even have to work. It was great. It was one of my favorite summer gyms.
I bet it has to rank high.
It had to rank, what, me just walking around? I went to the client party for the first time.
How
where
was
like
fun,
all bro? The like clients hang out. It was great, man. They had great food. People, I didn't have any, but people said the mac and cheese was really clapping. They had these buffalo chicken sliders. I had one of those. Those was hitting. The desserts were different level. Key lime pies I had.
Bruh.
Wow. Yeah, man. They had some amazing cookies.
See, that's crazy. The only, in the area that we went to, that was the only thing they didn't have was serious dessert. All they had was cannolis. I was like, I need more than a cannoli.
What? Cannoli? I want a cannoli there.
They had cannolis, and they had a Mary J. Blige also, who was watching
the show.
Yeah,
Mary J. Blige was in the building.
Looking amazing, man. Good times. Now, that's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:03. Today's a high of 76 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
So wait, Rosenberg, you're telling me the Hot 97 DJs that was supposed to be DJing messed it up for the other DJs, and then we didn't have no DJs. That's why we had long breaks last night?
No, I never said that.
I didn't say that.
That's what
much.
I heard.
No, I didn't say that much.
What'd you say? Say it again.
You said, why were the police there? What did you do? I said it wasn't us, but someone. I think after the special guest appearance,
it was Joe
baby,
Budden. It was Joe Budden's fault.
Oh, I would love to blame Joe Budden. For wearing a smock.
A smock? His smock? Smock and sweats and Crocs?
His smock and Crocs caused a lot of problems.
Man. Anyway, UBS Arena was a good time. Summer Jam, another one for the books. We'll be back again next year, of course. You know that. Now, coming up, congratulations. You played yourself. I got a Summer Jam congrats for myself.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Love these.
Love that. What else should we give? Oh, the Denver Nuggets. You getting the button down. You was up 15 and lost at home in the. Oh, that's not what you want. That is not what you want.
Yo, Ebro, what are you gonna do after the NBA playoffs? You basically.
I don't have
NBA
any content.
Playoff game for congrats every day.
I don't have any content.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I got going on. Keep it locked.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHD-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes, commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Bruh. Yo, and I bet you it was Laura Stiles' idea.
Actually,
no. I think it was Rosenberg. And Laura just jumped in. Like, yo.
What?
Let's go.
Stupid. Hit the button on Laura Rosenberg, please.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yup. Playing yourself, yup. Playing yourself.
I mean, tacky, classless act by Laura Rosenberg.
Oh,
I mean, you can't take these people anyway. Why are you climbing over walls that separate suites instead of just going out the door and coming around the other side?
What?
Well, and actually, in retrospect, it makes sense because actually the other door to the suite we were going to was locked. So now that we were already in a suite and could see that the people we were trying to get to were right next door.
Wait, the people that you could see couldn't go open the door for you?
You'd have to call someone.
But it was just a little hop, you know, a little
see?
Hop.
See? It was a little.
And can't the people, take people nowhere. Hit them with the button. Bro.
Congratulations, you played
yourself.
The people
whose suite we invaded were all looking like, what is happening here? When we first walked in, they were like, oh my gosh, what are you guys doing here? We love you. We listen to you every day. And it was like, oh,
wait,
yeah.
They were listeners too? Oh, you guys are an embarrassment. Hit the button again.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
This type of behavior is what.
They were actually happy we came by and said hi.
Yeah,
really?
That was
they wanted you climbing over the wall of their suite, knocking over their crew.
The lady opened the door. She was like, what are you doing here? I'm a listener, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, hey. I was like, I don't know if this is the right suite. And then we walked in, and the guy who was there, who had not had that conversation with us, literally is like, hey, bro. I was like, I don't think this is our suite. He was like, yeah, I don't either. I was like, I'm going to just take a look around. And then I white privileged my way right through his suite and then stepped over the barrier into our suite.
If you know, you know. Hit the button.
Congratulations.
Good thing, Shawnee, you were doing this. You were hanging out with these people while they did this?
I was. But I stood there. When they climbed over, I was there just with the in the other suite with the people looking crazy. And they were staring at me like, what are you still doing here? And I was like, I'm not climbing over
that
glass.
Yeah, Shawnee knows. He doesn't have the complexion for the perfection. He couldn't do that. Yeah.
I'll go out the door and go around.
Yeah, like a civilized human being, you mean?
Shawnee was shaking his head like, you guys are so ghetto.
I was like, oh my God. He did. That was messed
right.
up, man.
He's right. Give myself a congrats because I relied on somebody on our team to deliver my credentials. You know, I had to fly to London. Last week, and then
congratulations, you played yourself.
Wait, for flying to London,
for leaving it up to somebody on the team.
Oh yeah, thinking, it's not hard, man. Just grab the credentials and the parking pass and bring it to my crib.
True.
That way, when I land on Saturday, I just grab my stuff and then boom, Sunday morning I wake up and we head over to the UBS Arena. Well, I get to my building on Saturday, nothing's here. So then I'm calling the person on our team. I'm not going to say any names. You know what I'm saying? Put it out there. Like, yo, I left it at your building. It's not here, bro. So I shook down my whole building. Mm-hmm. Mind you, on the envelope, they put like Ebro Hot 97 on the envelope. I'm like, why would you put that on the envelope?
Strike one.
At my house. Button. Why would you leave something at the desk?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And then boom. So when you're dropping something off somewhere for someone, I mean, isn't it common knowledge that you ask for the name of the person you just gave the package to? So that way there's a reference point. Is that common knowledge or am I tripping?
Yes. I think it's
a good thing to do. I don't think everyone would do it.
So anyone that can hear my voice, if you have a child in the car, you don't do this. If you drop something off to someone at a desk, get the name of the person you are handing the package to.
True.
Share the name with the person who's coming to pick up the package.
True. True indeed.
That way we can, you know, people know. So anyway, I'm shaking down my whole building trying to figure this. By the way, it's 9 o'clock at night on Saturday night, 9:30. And I'm starting to really get upset. Come to find out, the person who was supposed to drop off the package took it to the wrong building. What? Wasn't even at my building. It was all my team's fault. Hit me with the button again.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Why do they have jobs?
Brought it to the wrong building.
Wrong building.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't even here. And shout to whatever building it was at because they still had the package, even though I don't live there.
I hope they enjoyed Summer Jam.
Well, no, I got the credentials and everything. They didn't even take it. Yo, shout to the door folks and door people and concierges. And whatever, I'm sure you guys get accused of things all the time.
Oh, they eventually got it to you, even.
I got the package. It just went to the wrong building. So the person that was supposed to drop it off, I made go find the package at 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday night. And the next time you drop something off to me and you don't, A, follow the directions I give you, and B, ask for the name of the person you dropped the package off to, you're getting one of these.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And you're fired.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Is that a real firing on the air? That would be something.
Yo, Laura, what you got today?
Oh, man, this continues, guys. The drama continues. A Fulton County Sheriff's deputy was arrested for smuggling contraband to a defendant in the YSL RICO trial. Wow. This never ends.
How many of these do they get?
I don't know, Ebro.
How many times has somebody tried to smuggle something and someone else got busted?
Yo, a Fulton County Sheriff's Deputy Akiba Stanley was arrested and booked on several charges, including reckless conduct and hindering apprehension or punishment of a criminal. She's accused of smuggling contraband to Christopher Eppinger, a defendant in the YSL racketeering trial, with the help of his family members. Additionally, she's being accused of having an inappropriate relationship with him.
Oh, man.
What is wrong with people?
She wanted the dirt.
Oh, my gosh. This trial, bro, one of the messiest ones we've had to
Congratulations.
Talk about.
You played yourself.
Nice OD. That trial is ghetto.
Oh,
Yo, and mostly not because of the trial. It's mostly because of the lawyers. Didn't the lawyer tell the judge, he was accused the judge of capping? He was like, yo, that's cap. You lying.
Well, I mean.
And then a lawyer got in trouble like a fifth grader and had to write like a 500-page essay
now
or something.
Now you're getting to it. Now you're getting to what's roach about this trial. Presumably every criminal trial has things about it that are roach in terms of the crimes. It's rare that the lawyers are getting scolded and yelled at and saying, excuse me, judge, he's capping. That doesn't happen.
Yo, listen, man. It all sounds like one of these.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got today, fam?
We've really, I think, been very friendly and kind about laying off of Kanye when it comes to congratulations, you played yourself these days.
Oh, that outfit, the ballet tights with the socks and the shoulder pad and the football pads? Bruh. What's happening, bro?
Between the outfits that he's wearing, where it's literally like a leotard, head-to-toe leotard, and then it says, like, police in French or something.
German.
German. Oh, that's German. Oh, that's an even better image, Kanye. Hit the button. That's
congratulations.
The really?
You played yourself.
You thought having the word police in German was the place you wanted to go these days. Okay. And we'll act. Let's not even pretend like that's not some sort of troll, because you know that it is.
Absolutely.
But then why is his new wife dressed in an all black from head to toe with a lampshade? It looks like she has a lampshade around her head. Have you seen this?
The thing on her head, honestly, it looks like some sort of cyborg robot.
She looks like RoboCop.
Yeah, she looks like Robo Bride.
Yo, I don't get it.
Nah, it's not a good look.
Her face is covered. I don't want the paparazzi to see me. But you may notice that I'm dressed like RoboCop. Please just hit them both with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Listen, they're living their truth. They're living their best life, which is why you say maybe we've been nice to them, because I think it's so, at this point, it's not even fun. There's so much dumb-ish going on, it's not even fun. But I did see people clamoring for that the final release of the Adidas Yeezy storage unit or whatever they had of those shoes that were stuck in the warehouses that they redid the deal of, and then they started rolling back out again. Mm-hmm. People seem pretty excited about it.
What, that it was actually coming back out?
Yeah, I guess that they were releasing the back stock or whatever millions of pairs they had been sitting on, to kind of like their liquidation sale. The Adidas and Yeezy liquidation sale is on. And y'all getting no discounts.
I know that sneakerheads, there are a lot of sneakerheads out there hoping that Kanye will just at least stop being a nozzle for a few months so they can wear
care?
The shoes
they, don't even
they already
care.
Bought.
They don't care. Do they care?
You don't see them on people's feet nearly as much. I will say that. I don't see them on people's feet nearly as much as prior to all this.
Well, they were trending when they dropped. So for everybody out there clamoring to get these shoes before that. But I get it. This is grand closing right here. We'll never see
it's
these.
It's the end. Yeah. Facts.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And the Denver Nuggets. Losing game two at home. Up 15 and then lost to Miami. That's not what you want.
Congratulations. Jeez. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Also, a big congratulations. You played yourself to the Hot 97 DJs, man. How did y'all get the DJ set shut down last night? We didn't have no DJs last night. What happened, bro?
Wow.
Talking to me?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened.
You was just like, yo, we can't DJ no more, and then that was it?
That was, I think, after the baby set, they were just like,
it was
all right,
after
cool.
The baby. It was after
rap,
the baby.
But I don't even
was
know
that not a was that, was that not a sanctioned pop-out?
No, I mean, I thought it was. I knew about it since last
We got to get some answers, man. That can't happen again, bro. You messing up the whole vibe of Summer Jam when we don't have the DJs rocking in between
it
the
is, arts. You do need them.
That's a fact.
Messing up the whole party, man. Yo, hit the Hot 97 DJs with the button.
Congratulations.
All of them.
All of them. Every single one. Every single one gets the button. Rala, Flex, Enough, Camilo, Cass, Bobby Trends.
No.
Condas, Jabba.
The DJs always get blamed.
All seven.
We weren't running the show. Let's talk about who was running the show.
Was it Spazzo? Spazzo did it.
Give them the button, whoever's running the show.
DJ give it just, to Spazzo.
DJs just show up and tear
nah,
down.
Man. I came over there on the DJ platform. It was like 90 DJs standing up there.
What happened? Why would it be Spazzo? Why would it be
Give it to E Styles. Give it to E Styles. Hit E Styles. You know it was E Styles' fault. You knew it was E Styles' fault.
Well, E Styles did have a headset on last night, so maybe it was his fault.
Now, you know who else had a headset on? DJ John. They had DJ John running the stage. That's what happened. Hit the button. That's really what we're left. Where was producer Griff? Griff said, I ain't showing up, and they made Juanito work the stage.
Correct.
Wow, that's a big congrats. Hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
97 minutes commercial free. Good morning, man. UBS Arena was a success. More on Summer Jam. We'll play some of the live performances, too. Big shout out to all the artists in the city that showed up.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Guys, getting tickets today can be stressful, all right? And it shouldn't be like this. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets. I'm talking about for sports, music, comedy, and any theater near you, okay? Amazing deals on last-minute tickets. Best price guaranteed. I have it. I love using the Game Time app. It's simple. I can just find the tickets I want and get a great price. And I know I'm getting a good deal. Matter of fact, I just used the Game Time app a couple of weeks ago when I was out of town and wanted to catch a baseball game. And boom, got last-minute tickets for an incredible price. Plus, they have tickets right up to the day of the event, exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, and more. And Game Time's guaranteed. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code EBRO for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and use the code EBRO, EBRO for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Yo, shout to Rob Markman at Genius. Came and brought Ice Spice her plaque. Fire. I didn't know Rob Markman had helped Ice Spice early on.
Me neither.
Just learning about that.
Yeah, that song, because Munch came out on World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
And that's the same company? They're on the same thing?
Genius, I guess.
No,
I
no, this is a whole different thing. Rob Markman is involved with... On the World Star Hip Hop people with that squad.
But I thought he was at Genius too, right? No,
I don't know if he's still there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, maybe he's gone from Genius. Either way, shouts to Rob Markman.
And shouts to Ice Spice.
Right.
For doing her thing at Summer Jam and letting them cheeks, you know what I'm saying? It was moving around up there. A lot of cheekage. Cheekage was going down.
Beyond cheekage. It's a
keep it a stack.
Keep it a stack.
Cheeks from the back.
Woo. But I'm gonna say it right now. I'm gonna say what needs to be said, guys.
Say it.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I'm giving the MVP award. I'm going rogue and giving the MVP to Lola Brooke last night. That was
MVP. Only because you didn't know what to expect and she delivered.
And because like a lot of people did the dancing really well and a lot of people did the rapping really well. She did the rapping and dancing really well. The choreography from Teyana Taylor. It was just a really full and complete set. And, yeah, you're right. I didn't know what to expect, and I was really impressed. She was really
now,
really
she put in that work. Teyana Taylor tightened up. So, yeah, she had a phenomenal set for the new artist. Out of the new artist batch, Because if you compare it to the more established, which is the Cardi B's, where with the dancing and rapping and the whole...
Cardi B's
personality on stage really shines, man.
Yeah, she's great, man. Cardi brought it, had all the guests, too. Nah, Cardi brought the ruckus, but I sort of expected that. She was the headliner.
What would you say most unexpected moment of the night? I would say Shawnee Culture and Joe Budden cheesing, grinning, happy to see one another. What would you say, Rosenberg?
It wasn't really.
I didn't expect that level of joy like some long lost buddies.
It was. No, you're painting a wrong picture here.
Laura, am I lying? Was it a lot of smiling?
Laura saw when the walk up happened.
Yeah, it was.
Told her to pay attention. She missed it. She was late. I was watching the whole thing.
But it was.
I sent Joe over to you. By the way,
Ebro, you weren't the only one watching the whole backstage. Shawnee, you didn't know everybody. I was all the way on the other side of the room watching. Everybody was watching
to see what was going to happen.
Yeah, everybody was watching.
Well, I just want to say it was a joy. It was two adults, very mature, who were happy to see one another. That's not a big deal.
I don't know if it was happy to see each other, but I thought it was extremely funny. I was like, this man. What? You know what, that was my first.
Yeah, what'd you say exactly when you saw him?
That's exactly what I said. I was like,
to his face.
Yeah.
Oh, you said the N-word to him?
Absolutely.
100%. And not in a friendly way.
Not really. I was smiling though because it was funny, but he came over, he was like, yo, Shawnee, what's going on? And then I was like, yo, family, if you're gonna say it, just say it right, please. You know what I'm saying? Don't just
Your name.
Oh yeah, Shawnee. Don't say Shawnee. And then he was like, yo, this is my man, that's my man. And there was smiles, it was all good.
See,
good.
I told you I was smiling. Yeah, why are y'all trying to make it sound like I'm trying to make it sound negative?
Nah, it was all...
Because you're making it sound like Shawnee came up dancing to him.
Like we skipped to each other.
I didn't say you guys was tiptoeing through the tulips. I didn't say that.
It felt like a tiptoe through the tulips.
I didn't say that.
Nah.
I said it was happy to see one another. It looked like it was all smiles. So,
we weren't really happy to see each other. But when we rolled up... It was smiles because this,
well, it wasn't unhappy.
It wasn't unhappy. It was no drama.
So it wasn't unhappy. People were smiling. People were laughing. It was a lot of extra daps and hand daps and my man's and them's. And that's my boy Shawnee. And So I assume that it was a good moment.
It was
What's wrong with this?
It was
Why
all
does
love.
This have to be anything?
No,
because
you're throwing a little sauce on it. But it was all love.
Let's focus on Joe Schmata for a second. Let's talk about the schmuck. That's the Yiddish term.
Joe has fashion problems. Or, I don't know, fashion statements. Let's go with statements. Because clearly it's not a problem for him.
Yeah, it's working out. He's doing just fine. He's doing quite well, actually.
Well, no, but he keeps doing it. So it's not a problem, right? It's not like it's a mistake. He keeps showing up in different outfits all the time. He's got a whole Instagram account about his outfits.
Oh, that's true. And it goes back a long time. I forgot.
Yeah, this goes back a long time. So clearly, when it comes to fashion, he likes to make a statement. It's not a problem. It's a statement.
His new name to me is Dr. Smock.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is going to pull up and sing a tune and try to be a hater about something, and we'll get to trash him for running a terrible stage last night. Let's get into it right now. Let's sing.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny. Now, John did a great job last night. Great communication. You know what I'm saying? Great. He was on point. He was focused. What?
Johnny, there's some audio I put in on us introing French Montana. And there was one person that didn't show up that was supposed to be there. I put it in the chat. Everyone comes to the stage and they know it. They had the schedule. And one person decided not to show up. I wonder why. He was drinking his beer.
I was busy smoking weed and watching the game.
Showing off his beard. Ha ha, slapping the knee with Joe Budden. I mean,
I was trying to be nice and say you ran an amazing stage. But if you really want to get into it, I couldn't get to the stage because you weren't running a tight stage. And you let the DJs get out of control. So when I came to the back door, I'm too old to be arguing with security, bro. I did my bid for 20 years. I'm not trying to argue with security to come up there and intro French Montana, bro. You know who I am? I don't need to intro anybody.
Facts. Tell them. Talk to them. Tell them why you're mad.
You know what I'm saying? So run your stage tighter, and you could get your star talent up there to intro French Montana.
Honestly, there was a point where the production team didn't let me know what was happening. Because it was...
Because you wasn't on point.
No, they didn't give me a headset. They said I did not need a headset. I was like, okay.
Ooh. Damn, they took your headset away. You must have really been trapped.
They never gave me a headset. I asked for one. They never gave me one. So I'm like, all right, we'll figure it out. And the
bro, I saw you in a headset, bro.
No, I didn't have a headset at all.
At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. You didn't see
it. Doesn't matter, bro. It didn't. I was trying to be nice and say you did a great job. I was trying to be nice and say you did a great job, and you wanted to turn it into something negative.
All right.
So
you know what? Thank you.
Since you want to go negative,
no, thank you. No, I'll take your your compliment. You never,
yo,
do.
Griff,
never give me one.
Griff.
Oh my God.
Why'd you suggest Juanito for this job?
Oh man.
Oh, it's yo, John. You really just.
I'm sorry. You know what? I apologize. You know,
it's too late.
I really was like, yo, he did a great job. You know, he had a lot to deal with. It was tough.
You give me a headache, man. Sometimes you stressing me out. This guy's a mess.
We got Shawnee on the line. Shawnee.
This is Shawnee.
LaShawn, a.k.a. Shawnee.
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 Shawnee
is Shawnee. Not Shawnee.
Shawnee. LaShawn, yes.
LaShawn, thank you for calling. Yes, where are you calling us from?
Good morning. I'm actually calling you from my car. I just dropped my daughter off to school.
Where's the car?
Shout out to the little one. What town? What area? What borough?
In the Bronx. In the Bronx, she goes the Holy Rosary.
Love. Shout out to everybody over there. Now, LaShawn, answer this question super fast. And what did she win, DJ John?
Tickets to see Lil Durk live at Sorry for the Drought Tour happening at the Prudential Center August 8th. Shout out to Lil Durk. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Also may hop by Live Nation, baby.
Yo, I saw on the socials, Rosenberg. Who knows this name of this kid? Was it Cass? The Upper West Side white kid that lives in rich condo with his parents doing drill music. Yeah, Mabu. I see now. I thought originally the record I heard from Mabu that's playing is him like admitting all his raps is fake. But come to find out, he be trying to act tough on other songs. Is that right?
Yeah. That's what I was saying that day. He's playing both sides. He really is.
So the record that I heard Drewski playing last night was the record that I heard, which was like, oh, this is dope. But and he admitting that he's a fraud. But then I saw him on Dirk's Instagram.
Acting hard.
No. Just looking like a regular little white kid from the Upper West Side.
Uh-oh.
Or Upper East Side, wherever the hell he's from.
East, Upper East.
He's like 4 feet tall or something.
Man. Why are we talking about little Mabu? What happened?
Because he was on Dirk's Instagram, and we're giving away Dirk tickets. And he's from New York.
I wasn't putting together the Dirk connection.
There you go. All right, answer this question, LaShawn. Let's get into it.
All right, here we go. Can you tell us which rapper's real name is Calvin Broaddus?
Lil Durk.
Mabu.
Why are you trying to mess up LaShawn, man?
Sorry. Or Shawnee?
I know, and I'm and I can't think of his name, and I'm going left. I can't think of his name. Oh, my God.
Okay, there's a hint.
Wow.
Nope, not you guys.
Thank you.
There you
all
go.
Right.
There you go. You couldn't think of his name.
I knew Drew Blank. I did. And I know Snoop. I do. I'm so sorry. And I know him because I'm West Coast.
Wait, he's different from West Coast.
Shawnee. All right, here we go.
I grew up in the
DJ
West
John.
Coast.
All right, John, DJ John. Can you tell us who did Snoop Dogg honor with a performance at the 2013 Kennedy Center Honors?
Oh, Kenny Rogers.
Ooh, okay. Well,
Herbie Hancock.
Damn.
Respectable guest, though. I ain't gonna hold you. Damn. Hey, LaShawn, you getting these tickets? Lil Durk, Barclay, you get them.
Oh, thank you.
Lil Durk got that album almost healed. Let's run that J. Cole Durk real quick, Casto.
I just played
it. Oh, you did?
Right
okay,
we...
well, let's not play that then. Let's play something off the Hot 97 Top 50 that's ringing off.
Yeah, I got
it. Got that So Appalled. That Nicki Minaj moment for life. What else is in there from last week?
Exhibit C.
Kendrick. One Exhibit C, J-Elect. Really LaShawn, hang on. He's getting a lot of votes right now to be in the greatest 50 hip-hop songs all time. You can go vote. Hot97.com/top50. And up next, Laura Stiles, The Flashing Lights.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, we will give you a Summer Jam recap of all the highlights and big moments. But I'm also going to tell you about this Ice Spice rumor. She has another big collaboration on the way, so we'll talk about it coming up next. I'm so appalled,
spawning. He says 30, not dirty.
Can we clear that up?
We talked to the RZA about it.
That's right.
Because we wouldn't have had Kanye up here. I wonder who came up with the line. You think RZA came up with the line, or Kanye came up with the line, and then they just had RZA say it?
No, it was already there. It was a Kanye line.
Not dirty.
Yeah, even the 30 white itches is not. That's not a very RZA like thing to say. It's a very Kanye thing to say.
Very Kanye. Huh. Interesting. Good morning, everybody. Monday vibes. We're here post summer jam. Yo, man. Bruh, so I should have hit myself with a button for this. I woke up Sunday morning. You know, I had to get my little cycling on. Did my little cycle 1-2. Then went to summer jam. Walked around there. You know, my old legs can only take so much.
Oh, no.
Then I was feeling good. Got back home. Got in the bed for a quick little nap. Yo, about 1:30, and right after I had fallen asleep, I woke up. Yo, felt like I got shot. The illest body cramp just threw me out of bed. I couldn't even stand up straight.
Wow.
Screaming in the middle
God.
Of the night.
Oh, my God.
I was like, ah, ah. Broke a sweat from cramping. It's crazy. Crazy. Real old man itch last night. Y'all get night cramps?
Rarely, but it happens. I hate it.
Yourself.
Nah.
You never got one, Johnny?
In my life, yes. But, like, recently, no.
Yeah, I played myself, though. I had snacking, eating all that sugar at the, I had Skittles, M&M's, key lime pie, cookies.
You was going in.
Oh.
I went crazy at the summer gym. Bouncing sweet to sweet, some brewskis.
No water.
You know what I'm saying? Walking around, smoking a joint.
No
Yo,
water.
Speaking of, shout to one of our sponsors, Empire. I think we need to have the lady who owns this, you know, dispensary. I think they have like 5 different locations in the city.
Okay.
But there, you know, her family, the lady who owns it, her family has been like legalization advocates since she was like a child. Like her mother and father have been like on this for a long time. And
wow.
I think even did time around it. Like, you know, when it was illegal. But anyway, now they have dispensaries. And, you know, a lot of the licenses that have rolled out, the first licenses anyway, were the people who had records and could, you know, show that they could run a business also. So you had to have a record, show that you could run a business. But anyway, they were a sponsor at Summer Jam. So it was good to have
Very
them.
Cool.
And shout out to all the other sponsors, too. Smirnoff, I'm sure I'm leaving some out, but it's love. Black Girl Sunscreen. That's right. Big sponsor. Everybody wear your sunscreen. Sun's out today. You know what I'm saying? Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flash in your life. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
Summer Jam 2023 went down last night at the UBS Arena in Long Island. Lola Brooke hit the stage with her choreo, and her energy was amazing. Shout out to Coi Leray. French Montana, little TJ, the Locks, bringing out the God, Rakim, Fabio, Glorilla popped out with Cardi B, and she also brought out Latto and 21 Savage. So a lot of good times, a lot of good times last night.
No, it was a good show.
Lola Brooke brought the heat to the stage. I was super duper impressed. It was a fantastic summer jam, man. I gotta tell you. This isn't a diss to the building at all of MetLife Stadium. I like MetLife Stadium. People that were cool, whatever. But let me just say this. I didn't really miss 60,000 people. Like, it's a cool spectacle. But in terms, I don't know how you guys felt, in terms of taking in a concert of that style, I thought that UBS was a really good fit for Summer Jam, honestly.
Yeah, I think it just, yeah, it depends. You know, it depends on what you're there for. I think people get accustomed to being outside. Then there's people who love being inside because they ain't got to worry about the rain. It's a whole different vibe. And it's yeah, definitely a smaller footprint, so it's easier to move around.
It just felt like it feels like a party in a real way. You know what I mean? You could feel everyone else's energy a bit more in an arena like that.
So speaking of Ice Spice, there's a big rumor, guys, that a new collaboration is on the way. This time with Camila Cabello.
Oh,
so
boy.
It's going around social media. They're just saying that Ice Spice started following Camila Cabello on Instagram. Noticed that her manager began following Cabello. So I don't know. There's all these little hints that they're same, but that's the big rumor. Ice Spice and Camila Cabello.
I mean, I just hope the song is good.
That's my issue. I just didn't like the part that she got on the Taylor Swift song. Like I thought that was.
Well, you know, I stand by.
Part.
I don't think she needed to collab with. I don't think she needs these collabs, but maybe she does. I don't know. It's not my career. I just know this. You better get to these records. These records better stay hot.
Yeah.
All these Listen, pop yeah. collabs with these pop. Look, these pop artists want to get on these records with you. You know, because you got a certain credibility they don't have. And if they not giving you the heat rocks, it's messing you up.
Well, that's the weird exchange about it, right? Because they want to be on a record with you for a reason, not just because you're talented. They could get down with talented people who know what's heard of.
There's talented people everywhere.
Right. They're doing it for a reason. And every time that you give them the quote-unquote rub, a little bit of you comes away with that, too.
That's right.
You know what I mean? They're taking something. That something is being taken. So just make sure, to Ebro's point, you're getting it back. So hopefully that they do some heat if she doesn't show up with Camila Cabello.
Let's see. That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:07. Today is a high of 76 degrees. All trinets and parking rules are in effect.
Anybody drinking of the parking lot liquor last night? Anybody have a parking lot? You know, Bevrage.
No.
Did anybody witness any ill mistakes made at Summer Jam last night when you walk? You know, I took a nice stroll from parking lot to the stadium. You know, they had us park like, no lie, I had to park like a half a mile away.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I walked through. It was a nice setup. They had a couple of cats over here. They had their little herb set up. You know what I'm saying? And then it was a couple of other stations. They had their nutcrackers and different, you know, bathtub beverages. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see the outdoor stage? Outdoor stage.
I saw a couple of outdoor stages.
Yeah, it was back this year. It was rocking out there.
Yo, fam, they had this one dude just had his stage set up in the back of a truck with his speakers. He was ready to go. It was a good time. Summer Jam back.
So good.
We outside. UBS Arena. We'll be back next year, maybe. I mean, I think so. I think it went good. We'll see.
We were outside, but we were inside. But it was great.
It was great.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Y'all, I was trying to burn one down with Coyle Ray when we was back there chilling, but I had pre-rolls. She was like, I don't smoke pre-rolls. Mm. So I had to take it back. She was just trying to give it away. I was like, nah, give me that back. You ain't just about to give my little gift, re-gift my little gift.
No, she was about to re-gift.
Lady?
I saw it.
You saw it?
Why do people not smoke a pre-roll? What's the line?
I guess they think somebody might put something in there.
Yeah, y'all know what's in it.
In a pre-roll.
Well, I don't think people know that the pre-rolls that you buy that are already pre-boxed and certified by the state government, it's not like just Joe Schmo pre-roll.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yours is a brand. Like that day, that's a whole
thing. Yeah, but I don't know if she may not put that together. And she may not even trust that. She might be like, look, I don't trust these companies. Know these companies. I don't trust the government. I ain't smoking a little weed.
Contaminants.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want that nasty, unhealthy ish. Now pass me those backwoods.
That's right. And that's what she did. She was like, you don't smoke backwoods? I was like, bruh, I'm old, man. I want my lung to collapse.
You know, backwoods hit so different, literally.
I do not want my lung out here collapsing. I'm good. And I don't want my lips turning black either.
But do you like that when the person who's rolling it has to like just lick the entire thing?
Oh, just slobber all over it and then sterilize it with the lighter afterwards?
And then
some people don't even bother to do that. They just light it up. They just slobber all over the backwood, then light it up. I'm like, bro, you're not going to run a flame over that? You got to cook that.
I forgot about the medical work that people do when they pull out the lighter to run the
to sterilize the blunt.
Don't worry, guys, I'm like a surgeon. I'm sterilizing the equipment. All's gonna be good. I got
Now it was a great day at Summer Jam. Now 800-223-9797. Did you make it to the show last night? And did you see any Summer Jam spectacles? Summer Jam spectacles are people having sex in the car.
Damn. Okay.
In the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Fights? Any fights?
Nah, fights isn't really a Summer Jam spectacle. That goes everywhere. I'm not sure every concert that you go to, you're going to randomly pop across people having sex in the stands and sex in the car. I'm not sure you're going to see that. True. Also not sure you're going to see people with pop-up commerce the way Summer Jam has it.
Yo.
Pop-up commerce is pretty unique to Summer Jam. Fighting is like boring. That's like, okay, people fight. But yeah, pop-up true. Commerce is the next level. People have, yo, there was someone with a clothing rack in the parking lot. Yep.
Strong.
Yeah.
A whole rack of clothes.
A mobile tattoo truck right next to me, too.
Wow. Oh. Mobile. See, that's a Summer Jam spectacle.
I had somebody come up to me and sell merch. He was like, listen, I take Venmo, I take Apple Pay, I take credit cards, I take Cash App, I take everything.
Well, he was selling T-shirts.
Yeah. They look pretty good.
Yo, the person with the clothing rack had hoodies, shorts.
Wow.
I want to say they had kicks, which I'm not mad at, because you know you could come up to Summer Jam, you scuff something up, you ain't got a chance to clean them, cop something new. Why not?
The people who was making the jerk chicken in the lot.
Wait, jerk chicken?
What? Smoking it up. You smelt that a block away. I was like, oh, we.
Huge smoker.
Yo, you only get in jerk chicken in the parking lot at Summer Jam, baby.
Come on, family.
It's either that or Roy Wilkins Park.
For real. For real. I was like, okay, we at home.
Hey, this is it.
I don't mean to go there, Ebro. I don't mean to go there, but something that to me, it's only been at Summer Jam. What about when people are done cooking and they decide to put their grills in their car?
Oh, barbecue. Barbecue. I didn't see a barbecue last night.
Barbecue.
That's a Summer Jam spectacle. It happens two ways. One, people are tailgating in the parking lot, and then they take the hot grill and just throw it in the car while it's still hot. And that joint catches the car on fire because the air is tight in there and it just blows the windows out the car. Or when people pull up late to the show and they park over hot coals.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Not knowing that the reason that spot is empty is because there's hot coals there. That's why you got that good. Because, you know, you be amped. You're late. You're like, oh, there goes a spot right there. Whoop, boom. Car on fire.
And with the parking lot they had us parked in last night out in the God knows in the boonies. I hope no staff lost a car to a grill last night.
Listen, bro. I walked from the parking lot. It was nice, man. It was good, man. It was good. I saw a good weed set up.
Oh, yeah.
Some fellas, they were sitting out there. They had a good display of you know, ganj. You know what I mean? For sale.
Nice.
It was a lot of ganj for sale. I stopped at I was going from on the elevator from one floor to like the event level floor, and it stopped on I don't know what floor. As soon as the door opened up, there was a lady standing there. She was like, "Yo, what you need? We got pre-rolls, we got this, we got gummies, we got." I was like, "Wow, you just get it's just everywhere. It's everywhere." And I gotta tell you, bro, if you got, as soon as the elevator door opens up, you got to start slanging people weed. Your weed ain't hitting like that.
True.
It should, you know what I'm saying? Like, you should already have clientele. Who are you? And why are you just slanging random weed?
I mean, there's a lot of competition these days, though. Maybe people
got to
work extra hard.
It is a crowded marketplace. It's a good point.
Very crowded marketplace.
Very crowded marketplace. Oh, here we go. Let's go to Nana. Summer Jam spectacles. Do not include fights, because that's boring. That happens everywhere. There's things that Nana, what did you see?
No, let me tell you, we was on the bus coming from the parking lot, and in the back, they was getting it on.
It was having on the bus with people there.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Now, that's a Summer Jam spectacle. They wanted to have sex in public.
Yes. What? I turned around. I thought I was tripping. I was like, nah.
And then you kept looking. Don't lie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you put out your camera.
I did.
Wow.
Thanks for your call, Nana. Thanks for coming to Summer Jam.
Yes, you're welcome. Have a good one.
All right, have a safe
day
today.
Listen, that bus ride to the parking lot's long enough. They could have had a whole sesh. There might be a baby
coming. Listen, Summer Jam, baby.
That's
a Summer Jam spectacle. Has to be some out here.
That's crazy.
It's definitely Summer Jam babies out here. 800-223. That's the only spectacle we got so far. Everybody else still asleep?
Yeah, he's still asleep.
Hot topic right here. Hit me with the button. Only got one phone
Congratulations.
Call.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, did we got the audio of the Lox and Rakim last night?
Sure do.
Let's hear that.
That, I got to tell you, man, I got very, I was emotional about Rakim coming out, Hip Hop 50, on Long Island, you know, close to where he grew up-ish. That was a phenomenal moment by the Lox. Kudos for them giving that moment to Rakim to be able to perform in front of the Summer Jam crowd.
We celebrate 50 years
50 years.
It's too old. Hey, yo, if you love hip hop, say hell yeah. It's only right, yo, Styles, yo, Kiss.
What's up, man?
We bring out somebody that meant so much to us, man, nigga. Yo, Tech, let me know something, ring on. Ladies and gentlemen.
Real hip hop. Shit.
Please welcome to the stage, the God MC, Rock Kim.
Ooh.
Let's go.
Yo, the locks.
Let's get
it. Yo, I came in the store, said it before. I never let the mic magnetize me no more. Fighting me, fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. Can't hold it back, looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. Rhyme will be kicking it till I hit my last.
No,
I'm on
no lip syncing. You hear that, youngins?
You'll say a rhyme after the next one. Prepare, never scare out this last one. And you know that I'm the solo with me and a lot of smoke clap.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are celebrating 50 years of hip hop. So rock him. Are you ready? We go one, two, three.
This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. Dig deeper, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead president? I need money, I used to be a stick-up kid. Think of all the devious things I did.
Talk about
another. Hold up, this is the hold up. Nothing funny. Still don't know nothing move but the money. Now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I fight this. Search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this. Feeling out of place, man, do I miss. I'm in a big bus, stereo and tape. Me in a lock, in a nice big plate of fish. Which is my favorite dish. Without no money, it's still a wish. It sound like the dream about getting paid. Dig into the books, you're the rhyme that I made. Looking at the test, see if I got pulled. Hit the studio,
paid in full.
Love you. New York, make some noise for the God MC, Rock Kim.
Yeah, man.
That was awesome.
Yo, it's an epidemic. There was a dude in the crowd, man. I was like, yo, tell the artists to stop rapping over their songs. I was like, yo, bro, this is y'all era, man. This is y'all era. They don't do this. The greats don't do this, what you're saying.
Facts.
I mean, it's been many eras of doing it, I will say, at this point. But you're right. It's about the level of MC you want to be, you know?
Yeah.
And there's even, like, Kendrick don't do it. Cole don't do it. Drake don't do it. I don't think Nicki does it either. There's a certain level of MC that don't rhyme over their records like that. They got the actual right track with the ad-libs backing them up.
Yeah.
Well, some people also get there over time. I mean, just to be fair to some of the young artists, like, and this is one of their first big arena shows, and they do a lot of movement. I do understand why they want the support. But, yeah, you got to be hoping to get there at some point because you go to the show, you don't want to hear the record.
And try to keep up with it, you know.
Sometimes people forget and just give up, Ebro. They just forget and put their mic down.
Be like, yo.
Start dancing.
And they put their tongue out and then just start dancing.
Yeah, you can't just go.
And you be like, yo, you're supposed to still be rapping, bro.
At least pretend.
The song's still going.
Yo.
Oh.
Cast One, 97 minutes commercial free right now. Remember, we're putting in the top 50 greatest hip-hop songs of all time. I was just looking over the votes. Leading the way this week is, let's see here. The Barbs are active, fighting for Nicki Minaj, Moment for Life. And then the Kanye West stands is active too. That's So Appalled is ringing off. Those are leading the way. Other records being submitted, Kendrick Lamar, Backseat Freestyle, Don't Kill My Vibe, Swimming Pools, ASAP Ferg, Work, Lil Wayne, Amili, Lil Wayne, Drake, The Motto, Rocky with Problems, J Electronica, Exhibit C doing very well.
Yeah, I think J Elec and Lil Wayne are the only ones that kind of have a chance to fight, in, right? Are those the
yeah.
two?
Yeah, the Barbs At is first... definitely going ham, bro. Mm. Who put that record in there? The Nicki Minaj record.
I put that in.
Yeah. You thought that was a good idea. He was like, yo, we're going to do this. We're going to get the barbs going for this one.
I mean, I wasn't really thinking about
Because you know the barbs,
barbs
ruin everything. Let's just be honest.
I wasn't thinking about them. I was just, you know, that era, 08 to 14, you know, I asked my kids, you know, this they was alive. They kind of have
Oh, Ebro, that's the key piece. So
Jaja picked Kendrick, Don't Kill My Vibe. My daughter picked Moments. I said, all right, I'm going to throw y'all submissions in the pot.
Ironically, ironically, your daughter killed the vibe that your son picked. That's the irony to the whole thing.
Killed the whole thing, man.
But it's a great song.
Moment for Life is a great song. It is a great song. It is. It's way better than Roman's Revenge. I keep it 100.
Not rapping wise, it's not. Gosh. Not rap. When it comes to rap, Laura is more right about Roman's Revenge. The rap on Moment for Life is not it.
It's not trash.
Shouldn't be the bar for the 50 greatest hip hop songs of all time, for God's sake. It's not trash.
That's what happens when you start letting your kids pick.
It's one of the greatest hip hop songs.
No, it's not. It's top 50, Shawnee. 50. 5-0.
I mean, Nicki got to get in with one that's strong.
She already has one.
One that's strong. It's a strong song.
Roman's Revenge is strong. We just give Laura a hard time about it. What are you talking about?
But she raps her ass off on that song.
She raps her ass off.
Moment for Life is like an easy sing along. It's just a pop.
It's
pop
basically
song.
CD 101.9.
Fly with the stars in the sky. This is fly with the stars.
Exactly, Laura. I was singing along with it when it popped.
The stars in the sky.
Her and Drake in a collab fight.
Oh yeah, that's a winner. It's a winner. It's definitely a winner. But it's definitely also gonna dominate the whole thing. Can't nobody else vote.
Oh, look, I'm already.
Everybody
mad that
sing along. And this rang off in the arena last night.
Who played it?
Somebody played it. I brought it to Rosenberg's attention.
I fly with the stars in the skies. This is what you went with, Shawnee? Okay.
Listen to the bars,
it's a good song. It's a super hit.
It's a huge hit. It's a huge hit.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive.
Congratulations.
I believe
to
that life is a prize. But
well, if you want to know the combos that we have off air, it's currently about skinny people who get fat in the stomach. And that people we know that are just like naturally skinny people, but then as they get older, they just have that like gut,
hardcore gut.
That's like,
we were saying, like, it seems like when people like Ebro and I have a natural body type to be heavy, but you had it your whole life and it's kind of everywhere,
right?
And then there's some people who are skinny the first X amount of years of their life, and when they start to get big, they get this big hard gut.
Yeah, well, it's that's and you know thing. That's the alcohol. What they call the visceral fat, which is the fat around your organs. A lot of people don't know about the visceral fat, which is when the fat attaches to your organs and it pushes your stomach. You know how people have that big stomach that's
hard?
They look
pregnant. Yeah.
That's that. You know, because the fat ain't necessarily going to the rest of the body. It's just all up in them organs and around in the stomach, and then you just got all that.
Can you still lose it?
That's my body type.
Where you get the visceral fat.
Yeah, I will only get fat around the waist and the stomach.
And that's death. That's death knocking at your door. That's diabetes.
And it's weird. It's crazy because I don't even drink or smoke or anything like that, really. And this is, so I got to keep it away. I got to work like twice as hard as a random person just to keep that away.
Got to have specific meals lined up.
Yep.
Got to exercise mad hard. If you owe, like, I was in London. I was, had a couple of ice creams and brownies. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday went crazy at the.
Oh, you went hard this weekend.
I went hard at the Summer Jam yesterday. Yo. You know, that was the first time I got to walk around Summer Jam.
Yo, I caught an Ebro yesterday. I had a bacon, egg, and cheese at Summer Jam.
And got a headache.
I got a headache right away, bro. I was like, yo, what's going on? Yo, yo, what's going on?
You're not built for it, man.
Yo, what's going on?
Your body's too clean to be eating that junk food.
Damn.
Real talk. Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shawnee Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
I'm laughing because Rosenberg and I were in front of a souffle. Like, no, it was just like a big spread. And we each had one jalapeno
a buffer.
Laura, I have to be honest. What? I went back and had a second popper.
There you go.
There you go. I haven't had a jalapeno. Not only was it a slamming jalapeno popper, but it didn't have the hot cheese burst that burns your whole mouth. They didn't have that. So that's a rare, you got to enjoy that.
Yo, man, I got to say, this chapter of my life at Summer Jam is going to be a good time. I didn't really do much. Like, people were asking me to get involved in problems. I was like, I don't even know what's happening. I don't know who booked this. I don't know anybody. I don't know who's responsible. I know nothing. By the way, I got to go to a suite and have shrimp or something.
Yeah, it's a
I started a couple of problems and then just walked away for other people to play with them.
How'd you do that?
Just see if people was on point.
What's going on with this? Well, we got you talking.
Hey, yo, you see this over here? This is bad. This is good. All right, I'll talk to you later. Hey, yo, y'all might want to watch for this section over here. See those people coming in? They don't have credentials. All right, I'll see you later.
Bye. Oh, all right, crazy. All right. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Send us your emails. We're here for you. We're the gurus unite to walk with you That's on your right. darkest times. Shawnee Culture, do what you do best.
That's right. Zen, 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 zen.
Zen, zen, zen.
Cleansing the energy.
Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who needs our help.
I need to lead you in a napping exercise because that Summer Jam is a late evening. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. That is the email address. Send it right now. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Dear Gurus. 34-year-old dude, single. Met my good friend's cousin at his wedding a few months back. She's stunning, and we clicked instantly. We exchanged numbers and socials, talked a few times in the days after. I told him about it, and he said I should absolutely not date her. I asked why, and he just said he doesn't want one of his good friends with his cousin. So I backed off a little. And after a few weeks, I bumped into her at his place. And she in person asked me if I wanted to take her out for a drink. I laughed it off, and then she messaged me later saying she was serious. We've talked since, and she's brought it up again. This girl seems really nice, and I'd like to take her out and get to know her better. I told my friend, and he again told me no, for the same reason.
Double down.
Is he being unreasonable here, or do I do it anyway? Many thanks. Well,
interesting.
I don't think that's the question, because without
well,
knowing,
well, that's the man's question.
I know, but it's not an or. He said, is he being unreasonable, or should I take him out? How about take her out? How about this? He may be being unreasonable, but you probably still shouldn't take her out. You know what I'm saying?
Or
this is what he's asking.
Well, see, I think he might. I don't think he's being unreasonable. I think he's giving his reason why he doesn't want potential mess between his cousin and his good friend, which could potentially, clearly he's close to his cousin if his friend keeps running into his cousin over at his place. So he doesn't want to mess up the dynamic of everything that's going on. So now it falls on the cousin and you to talk to him about how you guys are going to make sure that you don't mess up the dynamic of everything going on. I think it's a communication thing. Even before anything happens, it's a matter of you letting the cousin know, like, hey, you know, the reason I haven't taken you out is because, you know, your cousin's my friend. And I respect that. And your family, I respect that. So you're going to have to go talk to them about making sure that this is all good and signed off on. Because it's not my family.
That's a great answer, is that you just go to the girl and say, hey, FYI, I would love to take you out. Just so you know, though, I've talked to your cousin about it twice.
He's a hater.
He was not into it either time.
Right.
So, listen.
But
I'm
be careful
down,
when
I'm...
you say that, though. Be careful, because you don't want to paint him as a hater.
Right.
You've been like, I think he's just concerned because we're all
he's doing that all himself.
But you could absolutely make it like, yo.
See,
he cares about you and he cares about me and he wants to make sure that we have a fun dynamic and we're hanging out and everything's all good.
And
he also probably wants to make sure. Well, and he probably also wants to make sure, look, if you're going to date my cousin who I know is bad, I don't want to have to break your jaw, bro. You better take it serious.
That part too.
And I know you.
There it is. Because
that's another part.
I was thinking that part too.
That's the part.
Because it's like maybe he knows a side of you that he just doesn't want to see his cousin get involved with. Because he knows who you are. You're his boy. Right. He knows your past.
He knows how y'all get down.
Yeah. So it's no hate. He just knows who you are and doesn't want that.
But Johnny, but you just said something important.
What's that?
It's no hate. But if this person that we're talking about sees himself as someone who really behaves like a good dude, then you can also feel an immense amount of judgment from your friend. Like, what right. do you think I am? You think I'm going to skeeze out your cousin? Like, that's
possibly.
Not who I am.
Absolutely.
Possibly.
Absolutely.
But, now we're getting to the root of the problem. What kind of friend is that?
Right.
Well, it depends. Are you the type that skeezes out chicks and be bouncing from chick to chick?
Absolutely. There it is.
Because if you are, and me and you been out running wild in these streets, and I know how you get down,
right.
I don't want you talking to my cousin.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's all love, but nah. This one's off limits.
Love, yeah. But yeah, nah.
Right.
So I just, it's probably you guys both have to reevaluate the situation and make sure you guys really want it if you're going to go talk to him about it, right? Just to make sure you guys are ready to try it the right
and
way.
And then Griff wants y'all to take a phone call from somebody on the line that thinks the guy that's hating is messing with his own cousin. That's why he's hating.
Oh, he hung up.
What?
He
hung up.
Of course he hung up.
Wow, but that Dang. Is a, okay. That's
incest?
That's loose.
I don't think so.
He's like, he wants to get with his own cousin, so he's hating on his friend.
Yo, just like a listener of our show to bring up some nasty sloppiness.
Oh, what, no.
Just one follow-up question for the guru, though. What if he does that and the cousin and the guy still says no?
Then you back off.
You respect it. That's it.
I would say back off, but people are going to do what they're going to do and get ready to have
part two.
An email ready and cast one with his lighter.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Well, then you burn it down. You and the cousin, you burning your whole thing down.
Your friendship. Oh, mess. So just, yeah, make sure you think about all these points before you make a move, all right? So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No new weakness.
Yo, it's Monday. Joe Biden fall again or something? Anything happen in that world?
Oh,
fall asleep, fall.
Either anything? One, right?
Something.
I didn't
finally fell asleep.
I don't like how they did Joe, man. That was messed
what
up.
What you mean?
Left a sandbag next to his feet. What are you doing?
I mean, listen. I'll tell you what. He's not falling on, and people could pop all
the
that gang
ceiling?
If you want. But when it comes time to get the Republicans to do what he's trying to get done. Listen, I think that's the piece that people kind of look past. You know, remember, when you're going
you
up
actual
there.
Actual work?
When you're actually got to work and get these people to the table to negotiate, you got to have deep relationships. Remember when Barry O got up there, he didn't have deep relationships. It took him two terms to get some things going. Joe Biden's in term one and keeps getting things done. Now, the Democrats are horrible at messaging, so whatever those things that are getting done really don't ring bells out here. Nobody knows what they are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Unless you're like really paying attention to politics. But
and who's doing that?
And unemployment is like all-time low right now. The real economy for most people out there, not the big corporations and people in the stock market, but people that are just regular, everyday working people. Things are mostly stable despite all the bad news.
And what's the debt ceiling thing? I don't ever really understand the debt ceiling.
That's the money the government could use to spend his bills. So we're basically in debt to ourselves all the time. So they don't want to keep.
He had a win, though, with regard to the debt ceiling, didn't he?
Yes.
He was able to raise it or something?
Well, yes. They were able to make sure that as of the other day, we could keep paying bills and think the economy wouldn't default, I guess. And until 2025, they don't have to go over it again.
So now Joe just got to keep doing the work, sit back, and hope that Trump and DeSantis eat each other and then and win again.
Yeah, and then when it's time for Joe to run, hopefully he goes, psych, here goes somebody younger. And then we vote for them.
And that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. No. Damn it. You think Barry O will be his vice president?
No.
Be like, yo, let's bring Barack back to be vice president.
Bring it
let's
back.
Run this back.
Well, I think we've seen, though, that we're not worried about him being president. We always just worry about what the election's going to be like. Getting through the debates, getting through, you know, all the trash talk. Mm-hmm. Listen, these people don't run the whole thing themselves. We're seeing that right now. Do you know what would have happened if Donald Trump was running the country by himself? Are you aware? Things were bad. Do you know how bad they could have been if he was
had a team. He had like 17 cabinet seats empty the whole time he was running. He couldn't even hire enough people.
Well, the turnover was crazy.
Yo, it was
but my point is, Joe, I'm not worried about him being too old to be president. I just worry about him being too old to run.
Well, you're worried. Well, what it sounds like you're saying is you're worried about him staying alive.
Is that going to be the theme song?
Yes.
For Joe.
He should come out to staying alive. He should just come out and be like, yo, I'm still here. I'm staying alive.
Well, you could tell. But
he should come out in a white suit, dye his hair black. You know, because he likes to do his little jog anyway.
Picture him. This, by the way, this would be hilarious. She should legit use this.
And he should come out like, yeah, I'm still here. I ain't dead yet. I might fall asleep and I might fall, but I'm staying alive.
That would be so fire. Either that or Fallen by Alicia Keys, you know. Ooh. I keep on falling.
Yo, they got to lean into it. They got to.
Have to.
Hilarious. Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles is coming up. Cast 197 minutes, commercial free. What you working on, Laura?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Cardi B wants to clear up some drama because people think that she was trying to shade Ice Spice at Summer Jam last night. So she has some words, and we'll play it for you coming up, Flashing Lights.
I love you.
Sweet ooty-oo-doo. Boo, 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 boo. Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Monday is here. Sunshine is here. Sunshine all week. Let's just enjoy the vibes and go Flashing Lights with lovely Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights. Lights.
Now you're ready for the Flashing Lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So during Cardi B's performance at Summer Jam, she played some graphics. Some animation of Annie, like little redheaded Annie, and Tomorrow. And then she went into Tomorrow too with Glorilla. So people started taking this clip and saying that she was trying to shade Ice Spice, blah, 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 which I think is a bit of a reach. But I mean, I don't know, guys. But this is Cardi B. I guess she saw this on Twitter and responded. Here's some audio.
And also, for y'all motherfuckers that's on Twitter trying to be messy, please cut the bull. That's not
the outside, not inside.
Like, come on now. Y'all been wanting me to be messy all thing. Y'all wanted me to be messy on a song. Y'all want me to, no, please, come on now. Cut the bull. Please. Get a mop. Y'all being too messy and y'all being annoying. Thank you, everybody. We outside.
Now, it's not far-fetched, right?
It's not.
When you think about what everybody's saying with the Annie intro to Tomorrow too. And I get the tie-in with Annie and Tomorrow, blah, 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 whatever.
I love you, Tomorrow.
I get all that. But then you can't act like people ain't been calling Ice Spice Annie with the curly top, the red curly top. So while people be, you know, Cardi could go, yo, it ain't what it is, people are going to make it what it is for the internet. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. You know the motto.
Yeah, and I get it. I get it. I'll take her word for it because it did seem like one notch pettier than Cardi goes. She doesn't, because what would be petty about it is, in theory, she'd be punishing Ice Spice for doing the song with Nicki. Because Cardi had been cool and liked Ice Spice. Remember, Ice Spice talked about Cardi in our interview.
That's right.
With her. So that would mean that she was that tight because she did the song with Nicki. That doesn't seem like Cardi's vibe to me. I could be wrong.
We'll watch it play out.
We'll
Hopefully
see,
it's
but
nothing.
At least she's addressing it and she's saying it's nothing, so we'll see. But that's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 8:55. Today's a high of 76 degrees and alternate side parking is in effect.
You need to wake up. Let's go!
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Wake up.
Now there's only one last question to ask you. Are you ready for your 4 minutes of fire?
Yes, sir. Let's get this done and get it. I'm about to go crazy. Bang on.
I was born ready like fish and spaghetti.
Fuck yeah. Always ready. Born ready.
Let's do it.
Man, listen, my real question is 4 minutes of fire ready for us?
Absolutely. 4 minutes of sour. Let's do it.
Come on, man. Put the beat on.
Hot 97 presents the 4 Minutes of Fire podcast, where artists premiere unreleased music every month on the 4th. Follow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Hot 9-7 playing, that's me, baby. Call it ain't about no cake, is you crazy? Business got bitches on notice. She tryna slide to the non-slow your motion. Soon as I got to her spot, bent it over, I gave her the on this that Lola.
4 minutes of fire. New music premiered every month on the 4th.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jeff Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticket.